Rabbi Akiva has one more Mishnah for us. Who are you on that? I'll call Moson Rawan. This is Rabbi Akiva's Mishnah, I didn't make it up, right? This is who Hayon Rakiva has one more Mishnah for us. Akol Nosun Ve'ovin. All is given. What's the English here for over?
Pledge.
Arbus.
Given on a pledge.
On a pledge.
I don't know, according to what it think my eyes can see.
Yeah.
Pledge.
Given on a pledge.
No, pledge is not good. Collateral.
Loving.
That's collateral.
So you have to know what the call is and what's nitten b'aloving, what importance of that olive. Mitzuda pushal kolachayim. You know what you're living? We're all living in a net. Oh, we're living in a net. You thought you lived in the world. We had a lot of this. We live in a net. Oops. A net. Mitsuda, it's a trap. Net. Purusha kolachayim, and all that's a lie. Let's read the whole mission just for you. To get into it. Hanut Psucha. Store is open. Store is open. That's it.
Trapped in the net and the store is open.
What?
We're trapped in the net and the store
is
open.
Statement number one. Look how there's a period here. Right? Statement number one is a call most in the hallway. That's statement number one. Statement number two is that the store is open. The storekeeper, yeah, there's two traps in the shen, and both one except the other one. Makiv, either he goes around, he's watching what's going on, he makes his rounds around the store. Or Makiv is a lotion of Hakofa, he's buying on credit. That the chevening gives credit. The Pinchas Pasuach. The book, ledger, it's open. Bayad Kosevis, and the hand is writing. What do you do usually in a chanut? Generally, people buy things in a chanut. Right. So until now, we were talking about a chanut that's pesuah, and if you want, we assume you can buy things. That's what you do in a chanut usually. And there's a chemistry that is makir, but since it's pesuach, we have peseres. And now we have an addition. The cholavoyts, a little voice, cholavoyts. You know what else? This real, this is a very interesting chanut. They give out loans.
Anybody buying a credit?
It's called a loan.
What do you think he's taking the books for? So now
it's
what you owe.
It's not a loan. It's not a loan.
That's different from what I meant.
That's a mecher. A mecher, there's no din in a mecher that you have to pay at the time that you buy the thing. Right. So it's not even a mecher, you can make up whatever you want. That's if nothing was spoken about, there's not even a stam, there's no stam halacha, stam halvo, shlishim yom shtam mecher. It does get money. The win, right? Has to pay you. Right. Usually a makolet has a stam. It's time you write in the makolet to the end of the month. But that's not a loan. You bought and you owe. You owe because you bought. You have to pay for what you bought. It's not a loan. A loan means that you're taking money. If you want to borrow, you borrow. I owe you to the lovers, Baba lover. Ragavoyim, Magzirin Tommy, Becholye. And there's these collector agents. And they're pretty good at it, actually. And they have their rounds also. And every day. Becholye. V'nifroi mimenu l'dayto y'psholei l'dayto. So the first half of the Mishnah was telling us about the what you take. And now the Mishnah is going to tell you about that the day of reckoning is going to come. And when the day of reckoning comes, so there's these gaboyim. What are gaboyim? Gaboyim are somebody appointed to do the job for the vendor, right? Somebody, an agent, a shliach. Somebody is doing the job for him. He has shluchim. And they're machzirim to go after. Tomit. The chol yoim, every day. V'nifroim. Nicolet. Yimenu. L'dayto v'sholei l'dayto. Whether you like it or not. Whether you know about it or not. We'll also see what l'dayto v'sholei l'dayto means. V'yesh lem ha'ma she'yismuchu. When they come to collect, they have good documentation. Kovas say that it's all legal, straight. They have what to base their claim on. They have what to rely on. They have to be seen. They need to have. They have a problem here, and they have what to respond to. It's okay. Vadin din emes. Then the Mishnah finishes. Yakom tuch on the suit.
That's the last one.
You can break the Mishnah into three parts. The middle part has two parts. First part is a kol nosan be'ol v'nitzudu kusha al-chayim. It also has two statements. The middle part is this whole story about the chanut. And it has two parts. One is when you come into this chanut, you come into this very interesting market. You come to this market and you can buy things and you can borrow. And then the second half of the Mishnah, that part of the Mishnah tells us about payday. You have to payment day, and that the payment is done through some gaboyim, and they don't wait around for your das. It's payment day to be sure your day to. And then the Mishnah has to give two statements of gibui to these gaboyim. Tell us that they have what to rely on, and they didn't announce. Then the third part of the Mishnah is a kol masuk in Yisuda. Everything is prepared for the big feast. And that is what Rabbi wants to tell us.
That's what?
That three part, that's this story, this is what, this is very important. This is something Rabbi Akiva made a whole Mishnah. A whole Mishnah is like three universes. It's like something very, very big. Yeah. So that's it. That's the Mishnah. I read all the words, right? So now what do you do? Where do you start such a Mishnah? Right? What do you
do? Stop.
Okay. So we get the impression, we certainly get that impression, that the Akiva decided in this Mishnah to be in Shalom. You got that impression? Sounds like a Moshe.
Get that impression?
There's a problem with the Moshe. There's a very basic rule of the Shalom art that if you want to tell me something clear, simple, understandable, and I can tell you a story that if you're really bright and you know, understand the moral story, you get the same message. So that might be good for teaching kids. It's not a martial day. There's times that you can have a very simple message. Right? Be good. Don't steal. Be nice to your friends. Right? But if I just tell the kid, be nice to your friends, why not such a great effect? If I tell this whole wonderful story about the good guy and the bad guy, and the one who was nice to his friend, and how it worked out so beautifully, the one that was the not such a nice guy, and it didn't work out so great, and then in the end they all became good friends and it worked out tremendously. Something like that. So, yeah, that's a good effect on children. That's nice.
It was good. It's good to that Ken.
What?
Felt good to hear that.
Yeah. But it's not Mishnayos. It doesn't go with Mishnayos. Mishnayos are not teaching us halachas, they're teaching us ideas. And the only use of a marshal, the purpose of a marshal is good. The marshal of a marshal is like a yad, like a handle of a cup. If you didn't have a handle on the cup, especially there are times it's hot, slippery, it's difficult to pick it up. But you put a handle on, you can pick it up easy. Such would tell you there are ideas that are difficult to grasp. If I give you a proper marshal makes it easier to grasp. So the basic concept of every marshal means that we're dealing with a difficult concept to grasp, and the marshal is supposed to make it easier. So if you have a little, if the story is meramis you to a simple idea, to an idea that can be said straight out, straightforward, like, let's say, idea of schar v'onesh, right? Or the idea of erech apayim. You can take that for granted, it's true. But it doesn't qualify. We can't accept that. It doesn't qualify. You can't tell me that the Rekiva is coming to tell us. You should know that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to pay you for whatever you do. And even if he's not going to pay you today, he's going to pay you tomorrow. And if he's going to pay you tomorrow, he's going to pay you what you deserve. That would fit like the story, basically. Maybe a few more parts because there's a lot of words here. But that doesn't go. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable because you can say that you can, even if needs being said, b'chlal, I'm not sure if Mishnah has to tell us such things. But if a Mishnah would have to tell us such a thing, such simplistic ideas, so we could just say so. It doesn't have to tell us stories. This is Akiva. Akiva was a very serious person. It wasn't kindergarten. It wasn't playing stories for kids. There's got to be a difficult concept here. That it's very difficult to say. And if you want to say it directly, either it wouldn't be possible or it would take a lot of words. And the mile of the marshal is either that it enables to speak about a difficult subject, or it gives you a basic concept in very, very few words. It gives you a handle on it. You get a grasp on it right away without going into great detail, then you can expand on it yourself. So what is it that... What is it that Rabbi Akiva wants from us? What? That's probably the biggest question. Is the Mishnah, then obviously... I didn't even count how many words there are, how many different items of the marshal that there is, but each one has to be telling you something, otherwise it wouldn't be here. Right? Each one. There's a lot of them. And then, that's when you go into piece by piece. Right? And then, at least the way we broke it down, there were three basic stories here, and each one of them has to have a message, and there has to be a connection between the two, and it has to be building up to some overall message, if that's what the Akiva be nice, it'd be probable that if you're given a list of who are your owners, that it has some relationship to the things that you said before. There's a tendency to things like that. So you gave us a motion. We're going to try. You have to try. Maybe since we're the Achona for Yimei Hadin, we're praying for the Yimei Hadin, it's also the Yimei Rachamim and Slichos. So the Mishka that the subject is Din. The subject here is the process of the relationship between what we call it, the life process and the Din process and how they interrelate. Maybe also the Ruach HaYoyim, Zerfa, maybe some Siyat Rishmaya, we'll get a little inkling into what it is that Rikiva wants to tell us. We'll start with the first, start from the beginning. It's just a logical place to start, there's no other reason. It's not the easiest, it's not the clearest, it's just the first, it's the first thing he said. Kol Noson Ba'Oven is actually the most ambiguous of all the statements. The fourth is the second, their continuation of the Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah, at least, there's a clear story. I mean, not the in-depth Moshe, but a simple Nimshal I hear. Okay. Kol Noson Ba'Oven, what? What's he talking about?
Responsible.
What?
Responsible. How this is
a
responsibility.
Kol Noson Ba'Oven means everything is given under a relationship where when a person borrows money under Arvus, what's the main security, the way it's supposed to be? The main security of the Arvus is, number one, that if some accident, some illness happens to the loiv, there's an next address, there's still where to go. And the secondary thing is, which is sometimes as important as the first, is that the loiv knows that there's an orif here. There's an innocent person. There was an orif who didn't borrow any money. He didn't get anything out of it. He was only nichnas into this thing as an orif. And if I don't carry out my responsibilities, he's going to have to carry them out for me. Well, the person's a mensch. Assuming. It's not always to be something, but assuming, you know. A person's a mensch, that's something that an old person can't live with that.
Why not? What's the difference in not paying back the person who gave you the loan and causing him to pay out the money and get it owing him? It's how far you stick one person, you stick the other person. I don't understand why it's... He did you tovah by giving you the money, he did you tovah by riding Arvus. Well, why do you have more shiva nashi to the orb than to the mother himself?
Malve Vadai, first of all, he gave you out the money, he took the money out of his pocket in the wrong goodwill. Right? And there was no mistake there. And very possibly even intended to pay him back. So every loiv who doesn't pay right now, I mean, we'll talk. There are low lives, we're not talking about low lives. Or a person who has some difficulty. So what do you tell the loiv? So when you just have a loiv, you tell him, I'm going to pay. Tomorrow. I have a problem now. And then you gave me the money. It's just a question of whether now or later. Right? And time has come to pay. And I want to pay. I would like to pay. And I'm planning on paying, but I just don't have the money. And it's difficulties, and it's problems. And how about another week, another month? So with the labor right now, but the mom doesn't have any money. I don't have any. So right now nothing's happening. It's just that I'm pushing off the responsibility. That's not so hard. It's also hard. I'm saying I hope people don't do that either. That's not such a big problem. I don't feel that I'm sticking. I'm planning not to pay it. I'm sticking this guy and stick that guy. But he comes to his minor period and I tell him I'll pay him next month. You don't have to wait around the next one because they're all in now. What's it all in now? To the earth. He didn't get anything. He did me a favor. He signed Harvest. That's why I got the loan. Now he's going to have to pay out the money. Any person who... A normal, healthy human being has a tremendous chiyuch. It's a tremendous machayit. You have an aura sitting on your head. It's more machayit. It's in a way more machayit than the mouth.
Pay up the mouth.
It's more machayit to pay up the mouth than very frankly.
Pressure
from the very fact that you own money. It's an additional pressure for states. I hope that the very fact that you own money is also pressure. An oil is a special pressure. What's this call and what's Nosson Bayer? So there are three problems in the mission. I'm not going to go into them in any great detail because I want to finish the pair before. Huh? Okay. Basic three pshatim are either we're talking about Chayus al Arayim and Zev Zev. Who's the Orif? So the one Mahalach is, you know what the Orif is? All the rest of Chayus. Chayus al Arayim and Zev Zev. The normal understanding, the first understanding of Chayus al Arayim and Zev Zev, what we're used to thinking about is that look over the shoulder of the other guy, see what he's doing. Because if he's doing something wrong, it's your problem. Call you Salarim, you took harvest from him. You're an Orv and everybody else. So everybody's business is everybody's business because we're all in this one big harvest. So I can't say it's none of my, what do I care? He's doing something wrong, what do I care? Call you Salarim. Understanding on the earth. That's the normal way that we understand Kol Yisrael or Eretz Yisrael. But therefore, I have responsibility for the other guy. A very interesting chiddush of this Mishnah would be to bring out the other aspect of it. You want to do something wrong. You have a problem. You know, it's not going to be so good in the Mahaz if you do something wrong. It's not going to be so good in the Mahaz if you do something wrong. But sometimes a person, for whatever weakness or whatever problem that he has, thinks that for his own cheshbonos, he made the cheshbon wrong. It's kind of a very negative seder. He's willing to do it. He's going to go do it, even though he knows it's wrong. Which is telling us. Nice. With all your friends. See, it's not your personal thing that you can say that you're Mivata and that you're willing to accept upon yourself. You're in a big boat. When you put a hole in it, everybody's going to sink. You're ready to hurt all your friends, all parties. The responsibility. That's an awesome responsibility to realize that every mitzvah that I do, every mess has an effect on all of us. It's an awesome concept. To put that into the Mishnah here, it's teaching us the mechayiv of arvus on the loyden, none of the oil. Know your responsibility. All of Klaisel is responsible for you. Your meisim, lo toiv lo mutav, are going to affect all of Klaisel.
Second.
That's the first chat. Well,
everybody.
No, I said, Kol that's the first chat.
Right.
That Kol Nosen Be'erovin, all of your Meisim are Be'erovin of Kol Yisrael. Therefore, watch it. Because whatever, you know, it's important to think that on yourself you don't care. Mm-hmm. But everybody. This is important. And beneficial to assist a person in certain of the Yetzer Hara's favorite tactics. This helps against some of the Yetzer Hara's favorite tactics. One of the Yetzer Hara's favorite tactics is Yish. It's probably number one on the list. Okay? What's the? You know what's wrong. You're going to get it. So why are you doing this? Because I already did it so many times, what difference does that make? I'm already forget it. I mean, I know it's going to be with me. Eventually I have to figure it out, but yeah, it's not going to be so great anyway, because this thing that I want to do wrong, I've done it already more than once. The general concept of a person, which can eliminate, it's the main reason why we, each person in his own areas, have areas where he can be add what the Rebbeinu calls a min ledover echad. Is this thing, or not, I don't take responsibility on myself for this anymore. It's not like a heter. This is one of the av of the Yetzer Hara's tactics. To get us when we're down, some weak area, everybody has their weak areas. And we have a yush that goes in there. I'm broken in this. I have my mileage, but here the situation isn't good. This person in Lashon Hara, and this person in Hurim, and this person in Komini Hanky Panky Xela Zakein Yonim. And each person in his tchum, where he has his Kosroinus, this one in Midas, this one in Kas, he knows it's wrong, but I'm that type of guy. In Ruchnius, every aveira that a person does weakens his overall year Shemayim, but it destroys the whole merechet of Yir Shemayim in that particular area. The main reason why Teichocha works, one of the rules of Teichocha, is that the Moichiach has to be kosher in the area that he's being Moichiach.
That's a good one.
What?
The
more the merrier.
I understand.
At least better than the person he's being looked at. To whatever degree that a person is nichnas into the mahalach of nasa lekeheta, he's in bad shape. Because the kol de yishamayim chutz mi yishamayim, and the yishamayim he doesn't have, because he's destroyed it already. How is he going to get it back? And if he doesn't have it, he's not going to, I mean, what is he going to stand against the Yitzhar? So the Mishnah is telling us here this yisoid. It's a soid, which we have to megalo this soid. It's a very important soid. That you can use other people's yishon. Why? What right do you have? That's his credit, his koichos. How are you going to his bank account? That's his arvus. He's in it with me. When I ruin my Yitzhar, when my Yitzhar takes over me and ruins my Yir Shamayim in one particular area, that's only by me. I can't damage the other person. Therefore, he can give me Teichocha. If a person who's Beseda in one area gives Teichocha to a person who's not Beseda, it will have an effect because he's giving him injection of Yir Shamayim in that area. He's giving him antibodies to the Yitzhar in that area. A person, he knows he has a problem, should go find the person he knows who doesn't have that problem. You can get him to give him Techocha and he'll be better off. But you don't always even have to do that. You can do it in your own little room. That's the chiddush of a kol nosum bi'arovin. All of your mice and whatever you're going to do, there's a merechet of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. And therefore, even when a Yetzer Hara comes and attacks me, and you say, no, I don't want to do that, I know that's wrong. You say, who are you fooling? You do it every day. Who are you kidding? We've been in this together for a long time. What? You understand? You don't have anything. You have anything to come up against me with? It usually doesn't even get it once you're talking to him, it's already good. Usually, if it's by that time, it's over. If a person carries with him one thing that can never be taken away from him, there's nothing that you can do to destroy this. The fact that he raises himself above his individuality of just one single you, and he recognizes that he's part of a major body called Klal Yisrael. And that Klal Yisrael is always kosher. Chayesel's always beseda. If I raise up, and the Yetzer comes to you and tells you, you know, how about some more of this? He says, do you know who you're talking to? You're talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. You're talking to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. You're talking to the Shiftei Koch. You're talking to the Dor HaMidbar. You're talking to all the Tanoim, all the Morim, all the Rishonim, all the Achronim, all the Gedolim. You saw all the Chayesel that's alive today. And that's me. And what is it that you want? By the time you finish telling him that, he's gone. He's nowhere in sight. He doesn't even answer you. He's gone. He's out. You can throw at the Yitzchak all of the combined Aravus of all of us, of all the days. You can bring a Ramavina down on his head. Right? See how long he's going to last. Doesn't have a chance. Koyach Nifla is a soy, ask our resident tzaddik. It works. It works. It works. Of course it works. All a person has to do, b'shas and soy, I mean, he doesn't have personal koyachos to be oimid in the seriousness. When he's oimid alemis, then he knows in this area the situation isn't good. In this particular area the situation just isn't good. And the Yitzhar has me down, he has my hands tied behind my back, and my nose in the dust. Right? And when he says jump, I can call on the Arabs. When a person comes into a loan, I'll give you this motion, maybe you hear it better. A person comes into a loan, and he's gotten into trouble, he's going bankrupt. Right? And all of his debtors are coming to eat him up and pull out all of it. If he can produce, if he comes, slow, take it easy. You have nothing to worry about, it's all covered. I pull in my Aravim's credit line. Everybody cools down if it covers. And if his credit, my Arvis credit line, is 3 million times bigger than the debt, yeah, then he walks out feeling stupid. Right. We're getting excited about what happened. Of course, coming. Oh, I got into a little trouble. What happened? What happened? You know who I am? I have backing of the American government. You're coming to ask me for $15 loan? The American government backed this loan. Do you understand that? The $15 loan. Mm-hmm. You get the proportions? What are you getting excited about? Who do you think you are? It's a chutzpah. It turns into a chutzpah.
Wasn't it stronger than saying you're going against the Rosh Hashanah? Hashem says, don't do this.
Try it. That's the terrible koyach of Nasol like you had to. It doesn't work.
Choosing to raise himself up, thinking, explaining that Akuda, that will with the world of the Atari.
It's a you carry over just like money, you understand, as a reality. Even though it's in his bank account, it carries over to my, if he has harvest to me, you understand that? Mm. The same thing in Ruchnius, the Yetzirah is a power. We have force called Yerushalayim that stands against it.
Yeah.
If I'm bankrupt in Yerushalayim in a particular area, but I have a friend who's not, and I can bring him in to bear.
Who's the friend?
Who's the friend? Call yourself. Right? Call yourself. I can bring in all of Christ. Back to Ramin. All of everybody. Once you've been in, dump them out. They all come in to fight for me. Yeah, Yitzhak has a chance.
You're still a part of them, you mean? That gives me the chance to make Jewish mind.
I am part of them. We are.
I'm saying, but realizing.
The only reason why we don't have that force the whole time, because I think my name is Moshe.
That's why?
Because I look at myself as, I think it's that history. And I fight the Yitzhak person, one on one.
Because you take yourself out of individuality, and where you're just
part of it. Yeah. We've mentioned this idea before. This is something that we've had in the last mission, right? And there's an idea, a very, very basic idea, the more that a person can see. Now, this is what Yom Noyim is all about. That's what we do on Rosh Hashanah. This is the... Yeah, we have a din. It's a very personal din. We have a very personal din on Rosh Hashanah. We take us in there one at a time. You take it one at a time for? Three mishol about how the one at a time goes. But the tachos is you go in one at a time. Why one at a time? What's that all about? Rosh Hashanah has a problem doing the whole thing in one shot. The idea is that it's a totally personal din, right? And there's no b'shas hadin that you can't use this process in this way, because you get your, just you, yeah, you and your ma'isin, b'nei shalom the bezin. That's it. So, what does Klai Yisrael do? We get around that too. That's only inside the bezin. We don't even have to walk in. We upgrade things before you start. We kick the shofar off his chair and put him on a different chair. Instead of kisei din, we put him on kisei rabbi. How? So there's a lot of ways to show you. There's a lot of things that we do. But the tefillos, malchus, chayim, shofar, the whole process. The whole process of malchus, chayim, and shofar is from beginning to end, including zichrinos, is this process of upgrading from an individual person to approaching the reality of being part of the master plan. And that's a whole different story. That's a whole different story. Part of the master plan. I'm Tachlis Oilo. If the Banishan wants covered Malchus in this world, he's going to come through me, because there's no other way. Only through the Eden. Yeah? Then the whole story takes on a different picture. You can't fool. It's not a game. You can't pretend it. You can't just say it. That's why the whole Machzor forces us to involve ourselves with Yimashim Mashiach. What are we talking about? What do we talk about in the Machzor? Come on, don't deal with it in the Chlal. We upgrade. We go above all of this. We go to the Pintala Yid. Pintala Yid is known for Bali Chuba. It's for everybody, right? The Pintala Yid, we're all Pintala Yids, right? We can bring out the Pimiyas. We can bring out the inner greatness that we have inside of ourselves. And then the whole thing is on a different difference. The whole thing is different. It's Racha instead of Din. The worst Din in the world is the Din of the Yetzer Hara being Machdi, a person. It's not just the din va'inish. The worst din in the world is the fact that the koyach of the Yitzhar has to be machti a person. You can turn that into rachmin too. Same way. It works the same things. If you could blow shofar at him, he'd run away too. Right? We can blow shofar. You could blow shofar at the Yitzhar too. It's called learning musa. It's other ways. Right? You can blow shofar at the Yitzhar. Garis haseichel. Rachel is Yama Taima. We're bringing our hearts. And Bill Shofar runs away. Send him away. But to whatever degree a person upgrades himself and in his inner reality connects up to the highest of all Klechus, being a Yisrael. So you come with the force of all of Klechus, so you don't have a chance. Can't stand it. It's nothing you can do. Doesn't have anything. I come with the kivegas. I come with my shebeinu. Who's it? Doesn't have a chance. He runs away. Forget it. It's gone. So, kol nosim be'alovayin is a koyach noira that we can use. It works. Especially a person can use it when he doesn't, can't go the regular way. It won't work. He's down. It's not like a hetta. He doesn't have antibodies. He was brought up wrong. He was exposed to the wrong things. He was trained wrong. He has already a long history of being broken down in certain areas. And now all of a sudden he realizes that it's wrong. But I still want to do it because I'm used to doing it. I like doing it. Right? But it's wrong. So we'll see. Let's check it out. You see that very often a person can't do it. If he could raise up his own hakara to knowing that Kol Yisrael Reben Zel is it, to see that that's his credit line, it's all that has no chance. It works.
The answer doesn't grow proportionally to my ability to have that
hakara. Not really. That's in the person would be able to live that way constantly, not as a method, then probably it would. Right? But that would become a very big person who lives that way constantly. A person could live that way totally would be living in the type of level of connection with the Bani Shalom of the Ovis. The type of level of Shavisei Shem and Egli Tovid, minimum.
Okay. This is going out of your darga.
The Yitzhak can never work for more than a second. If you can win it for the second, it's over. It's only a second. It's only a moment. It's this whole koyach, it's the here and now. Right now.
Right now. He doesn't even get a second after a certain point. It's amazing. Tell you a secret. He doesn't even get a second. Just splits.
It's gone.
He knows he's got to come in another door. He'll get you somewhere else or something else, whatever. But there's no time. It just finished.
So this is the more pleasant one. This is the more pleasant. This is a Kol Nosan Be'Olam. There are two others that are not as pleasant. The two other approaches in the Rishayim here, that's more difficult. A Kol Nosan Be'Olam is that Bnei Shalom takes Arvus for Klai Yisrael. It starts one shot. Starts back in days of Matan Torah. Bnei Shalom gave Torah. He says, "You want Torah?" Klai Yisrael says, "Yes." So bring me Arvus. We're going to keep Torah. Arvus that we're going to bring to keep there, but what kind of Arvus can we bring that we're going to keep there? So Klai Yisrael said, "All right, I'll bring you the Ovis. I'll bring you the Ovis." And Bnei Shalom answered, "Listen to this. Avisecha chayovim. They themselves are Bali Klai. You want them to
back you up?
You want to back you up? They themselves are Bali Klai. You can't accept that as Arvus. Yeah, everybody's thinking out that we weren't accepted as Arvus."
Yeah.
So it's okay, we'll bring the children. Children? Oh, that's good Arvus. Know the Arvus are. You know Klai Yisrael the Rebbeim are? Klai Yisrael the Rebbeim are the children. There's a Dovah Noiro, which, I'll say very quickly, we'd rather not know about it. We have to know about it. Anything that happens to a child under Bar Mitzvah is the parent's fault. Because the children are Arvus, taken as Arvus for the parents. They like your kids, everybody likes their kids. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you have Yetzirah, you really want, but what about your kids? You know, it's not good. It's not good that they're it. And you have to know that it happens. It happens that the harvest is collected in one way or the other, on one level or the other. It's happened. Look around. Look around, it's happened. It's the kind of things that happen. It's a tough one. It's a very tough one. Very tough one. The mice, the person who lived with it, certainly couldn't do it in a very amazing way. You're good. Just can't do it. You can want to from now until tomorrow. What about your kids? They're even. What you do wrong, they can pay the price. They're totally innocent. Okay. If you do wrong, they may pay the price. Think about it. Very tough one. And the third job.
That's because they don't have
Jehovah's,
so they learn about
home. I won't go into it too much. It's a very painful subject. Very difficult subject. The idea of what children, that children should pay the price, you load in Ketan and pay the price of the parents. How that works, I won't go into it too much. But Vadai, the basic you say it is because of the whole Matan Torah was given on that basis.
The
Kabbalah. Okay, the Kabbalah Sotayah was that. Yeah. And that's the way we got to live. That's the fact. Vadai, the reason they were acceptable because they came as total innocence. They weren't Chayav, they're not Chayav anymore. Carry that one around. Try that on to the side. So that's very high, powerful in itself. It's a tough one to deal with. It's a reality. You got to know it and pull it out when you really need it. It's a hard thing to live with all the time. But the Yitzhak really got you down and you're really falling. You have to hit him. You have to hit him hard. Now, fast. Right? You gotta do something. Pull this one out. It's not easy to live with all the time. I don't even know if it's healthy to live with all the time. But you have to have it in your pocket. It's gotta be there somewhere in the back. Right? When you get into trouble, you gotta remember a call Nelson Bell over. There's one more Orv that we're showing you here. The other Orv is in Shalom. The Lioli Nefesh called Choli. The Neshama is by the Banish. The person has a Neshama. And the kind of Neshama shouldn't have to be. And he gave me the Neshama, but he's still a Biyodai. The Neshama is Biyodai. And there's these little cars that go around and the Ram calls to remind us that every once in a while they collect these Bukodas. These Arvas are collected and like all the time. The Neshama is not collected. The Neshama is Toho. To do a Ched, Shama's gonna pay the price. See, it's late, but I have to stop here. What we've spoken about in the past, it's one of the most powerful chalokim, a very powerful chalik. It's a Ben Yonah's frightening Musa on the Chorota, where it describes the bonus of a person that it has in Shama. I ripped her up, I banged her up, I destroyed her. She's not at fault. I'm at fault. A person who would live a full real life of Ruchnius, this is more powerful and more difficult to deal with than children. Children is more powerful because it's closer to us. It's easy. Everybody can feel children.
Yeah.
But it's not as bad as being shy.
If you're the Ruchnius,
and children are psychical. Only aspect of Adam Azir. This is my show. It's a show. It's a hate of coming out. This is Netzach and Tzoch. This is going up. This is Gan Eden. This is everything. This is my show. He's over for me. I call Moslem. Yeah.